B-Pod Studios.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, into Checkpoint Daily. I know, this isn't Norris's voice. He's out today. We'll explain in a minute. But just so you know, ahead on today's show, we're going to be talking about the Department of Justice investigating the Overwatch League, Apex Legends being hacked, and, because we missed it, Marvel Tuesday. All that coming up next on Checkpoint Daily.
The latest esports and gaming news. Checkpoint XP Daily has got you covered. Find it online at checkpointxp.com. Get in the game.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. Today, I am your host, Robbie Landis. Norris, unfortunately, has been suffering some car troubles, so he wasn't able to make it into the office today. But don't worry, we still got you covered. Today, to my right, I have my right-hand man, my main man, Weird Beard. How's it going, buddy?
My man. I'm good. It's actually, like, not a million billion degrees yet, so I'm chilling. Like,
it's almost there.
It's getting there, but not yet. Like, I wasn't torched on the way in. We went to a 4th of July parade over the weekend with my daughter. And I now stood in the shade. I was like, I'm not turning bright red anymore, even after putting on sunscreen. So, like,
not going to burn yourself to the core.
No, it's not that bad. Like, sometimes when I'm walking in for the parking lot, it feels like I'm walking through the Sahara, but chilling today.
And then over on my left, we have Chadathan, Chadwick, Chadillac.
Yep, that's my favorite.
How's it going?
I'm good. You know, we've had a nice weekend, and actually, I got to watch a lot of you and Callie streaming, so that was pretty fun. I enjoyed that. Yeah. I enjoy your new sub alert.
Yeah, that's something else. We're not going to spoil it here, though. If you want to hear it, head on over to my channel, Robbie_Landis. So let's go ahead and get things underway. We had mentioned in the opening there that the Department of Justice is actually investigating the Overwatch League. Now, apparently it's not for anything criminal related. Specifically, what they're looking into is the fact that the Overwatch League, and I believe this actually extends to the Call of Duty League as well, Rick, they have an invisible soft salary cap. It's something that I think last year was investigated by Dexterito, but it's something that Activision Blizzard hasn't formally recognized or basically said out loud. But essentially what it means is that each team is capped at $1.6 million in salary for their team. For every dollar that they go over it, so they can against soft salary cap, for every dollar they go over it, they have to pay a dollar in kind back to the league that is then basically, I guess, pooled and dispersed back amongst the other teams. And, and the idea here is to basically kind of keep it fair amongst the teams that you're all spending the same amount of money on your salary.
It's because they're franchise and within a league. Like, they're not trying to have one team accumulate all the players, and then just nobody else is competitive.
It's the opposite of kind of like League of Legends, where it's like throwing $2 million at this player.
Yes.
And so that way they have just a roster of like the top players.
Yeah, and not only that, but it's also because, again, they're trying to make every franchise make money. You know what I mean? Like, when Robbie says they put this money together and they pool it and goes back out to everybody, that's like taking corporate money back to the players, right? They want to keep as much money as possible.
Back to the teams, at least. You know, the idea here is that you want to keep everything amicable. That if you want to spend $2 million on one player, you can, but you're essentially being taxed for it as a team, right? Now, the reason that the DOJ is looking into this, though, is that without any sort of, you know, a player union to help negotiate on behalf of the players, again, this keeps salaries capped at a certain point, and so it prevents players from getting competitive wages. If you're already at the salary cap, it's going to be hard for you to potentially offer, you know, a good player from a team like the San Francisco Shock a better salary than what they're already getting. So, you know, I guess it really depends, I guess, on what side you think it falls here. Technically, the salary cap, you could argue, is good for the league because it's, you know, making it so that San Francisco Shock doesn't just buy up everybody, right? But then, on the other hand, it's kind of bad for the players because how are you supposed to negotiate for a higher salary when you're being capped out at
especially
a certain point?
Especially if you're kind of, you know, in the middle of your career, let's say, you know, and you have, let's see, what, 4 more years if you're in the middle of your career? How long is an esports career? Like, maximum 8 years, probably?
I guess it kind of depends.
If you have a good one?
Yeah.
I mean, by esport, like, Overwatch, I would say, isn't 8 years. You know
I mean, it's
mean?
Only been around for, you know, what, 4 years now so far?
Yeah, you already have plenty of people that are out on it. Yeah. So, it's just, I think the takeaway is that the the negotiations and what you're able to do if your career is that short. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you don't have leverage time,
right?
Because
are either of you like for the idea of a salary cap, or do you think salaries should be completely uncapped?
Only if I, as a player, knew what that salary cap. It's like when I go to
1.6 million.
If that, I think
I feel like that's kind of low.
I mean, I'm sure it is, but per year. I'm assuming?
No, per team.
Yeah,
so,
per
like,
team.
you as the San Francisco
everybody.
Shot.
So, I have $1.6 million to pay these players.
Yes, to the team.
Yes.
I feel
that's way low because I'm seeing League of Legends pay one player $4 million. So, that's bull. I could say if it's $1.6 million per player, fine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that. I know that there's big differences between Overwatch League and League of Legends.
Sure,
I understand that. But
One of the other bigger things, too, is other professional sports leagues that do have players' unions, like the NBA or the NFL, are able to apply for what's called a non-statutory labor exemption, which just means that they can go beyond that cap. You know what I mean? Like, your cap is kind of soft in the sense that,
well, and remember,
like,
this is a soft cap as well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But no team has ever naturally crossed the threshold of 1.6. That's it. You know what I mean? Like, it's an unspoken rule, even if it's not codified into, like, the bylaws or whatever nerd stuff that they want to talk about. I think it's not good. I think it's, like, tough that essentially the players don't hold power on that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because it's even if they're worth way more than that, the owners come back and go, sorry, like, we can't do anything. Like, it's either you or we just stop paying these other people because there's not much else room.
Yeah. Well, apparently this has, kicked up the conversation of player unionization once again. But, guys, talk is cheap. So if you want to do anything about this, you need to unionize.
And do it well.
That's
Don't do it crappy.
In other news, Apex Legends got hacked this week. But this hack was a little bit, out of the ordinary. I didn't actually try to play once I heard news of this. So I don't know if you did, Rick, if you can give us a little bit of info on that.
No.
Let me kind of spell out what happened with the hack here. So anyone who's familiar with the Titanfall franchise, the first Titanfall game was purely multiplayer, and it is still around. But apparently these last 3 years, Respawn and EA have been ignoring it so much that cheating is just completely rampant. Like, it is out of control. It makes the game unplayable. And essentially this hack was in an attempt to actually draw some attention to that. So, for example, there were messages put into the game. So when you finished a match, an important message would pop up that says, save Titanfall, you know, visit this website, you know, for more information. The game modes themselves, instead of trios and duos, was, you know, save Titanfall with a, you know, again, trying to direct you to a website specifically. So the whole idea behind the hack was just trying to, like, advertise and get more attention to the fact that, hey, EA, Respawn, Titanfall needs your help. We love this game, but it can't be played. How much did it actually affect the gameplay, Rick?
It wasn't the gameplay. It just made it so you couldn't load into the games. You'd have to try to hop around the servers and reconnect
to
different places.
Okay, well, that affects gameplay if you can't get into games.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, there wasn't, if you did happen to get into a game, it wasn't like anything was different.
Sure.
They just essentially took over the home screen of the game and made it very hard to get around it.
Mm-hmm.
I think the favorite headline I saw about this from the weekend comes to us from thegamer.com, and it says, congrats, Titanfall hackers. You made a bunch of devs work on a Sunday, which is exactly the takeaway on this.
Yeah.
Like, here's the one point I will give them, is that it's not only just that there's cheaters rampant in Titanfall, it's that the servers have been DDoSed for over a year and a half, making it you can't connect. Like, after you go past a part of the game, it doesn't work anymore. So, but their Respawn is still selling it, like, with no mention of it on the actual, like, so people are buying it still.
Wanting to try it. Maybe you tried Titanfall 2 because, you know, people talk great things about that game. It has an amazing campaign. Maybe people play that and think, I want to go back and try Titanfall 1. So you drop the money on it, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, it's just, it's boned. It's literally a scam to have to buy.
Look, I feel for Titanfall 1 players, but this was not the way to do
it. Exactly. It's an asshole move. Like, this is the kind of stuff that, like, you literally took yourself hostage. Pointed the gun at your own head and were like, you better do something or else. And then everybody's like, oh, shit, all right, I guess we got to do something. Like, and it's not even to fix the problem, that they could have been working on it behind the scenes. Like, they don't have to update you, the consumer, every day of what they're doing. Like, that thing takes time. And if you don't like the way that it's moving, I'm sorry, but, like, you don't own games. You know what I mean? Fans don't own media properties. I've said it about weirdo Marvel fans that get about, you know what I mean? Like very nitpicky.
I want everyone to keep that in mind. Weirdo Marvel fans.
There's some out there, but then they're also...
We might have one sitting here in the room.
But you also see it in like music career. An artist releases a song or dresses a new way. And people freak out and think they can like petition you to do something back. Hacking the game... To make it
not
harder
even
for
that
everybody.
Game.
Yes, a
not
different
even the game.
Game.
It's. I feel like I wouldn't care as much if it was like, okay, we hacked Titanfall 2 or something like that. I feel like I would be like, I get it, but hacking a game that is not really at all the same and it may be owned by the same people feels so out of left field.
I mean,
but, and you're
here,
screwing
here,
the players.
Here's
who
the thing:
be on
Apex
there.
Legends takes place in the Titanfall universe.
Oh, does it? Oh, I didn't know.
So
that
I think was the you know the connection there. And look, I'll say they actually almost had me right mm-hmm. because when I was seeing all the reports coming out about after you finish a match, a message shows up, or they just change some stuff on the home screen. Had it all just been cosmetic? But it wasn't actually affecting anyone's enjoyment of the game. That would have been a really interesting, like, you know, hacktivism type thing, right? But the fact that you can't actually play, and like you said, you have to jump around from server to server to server, sorry, you're still a scumbag.
I think even taking the gameplay aspect of players out of it, you now, like, a game this big being hacked doesn't mean that once it's done, it's just like, oh, okay, that was fun, cool, whatever. Like, this literally, they have... credit card transactions of everybody who's ever purchased anything that you have
That's
to make
true.
Sure that wasn't hacked. You have to go back through and what happened? How did it happen? Like, this is a whole thing for a multi-million dollar company.
I mean, I will say this was definitely a huge security breach. The fact that they were actually able to get in and, like, essentially put giant billboards up in front of players, this could have been a lot worse than them just trying to bring attention
exactly.
to another game.
So it's like... Not only do you inspire the copycat attacks now, but you also have shown that it's possible to be done.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like that could really affect like lots and lots of people. I think it's just like for what's
right.
ventured and what's gained, it's not at all.
I always think
the
of
same.
the Sony one when we all got that little message being like, hey, your credit card could be breached. We're not 100%
sure. Oh, thanks, Sony.
But remember, after that happened with Sony, it changed how movies were made. It literally interrupted the way that movies operated and were formed and directed and went through the process because of the email leaks and shit like that, right? Like, the ripple effects of things like this are so far spreading that you just don't understand. Not you specifically,
Chad. I know what you're saying. I know. You know the average person.
What he's saying is you're dumb, Chad.
Thank you. Oh. But, you know, I get what you're saying because it feels weird to think about. But, yeah, there's so much... money in these microtransactions don't even think about because it's a free game.
It's insane.
You know? But no, there's so much money going into it that it is, it's more scary than
it's different than a single player game. A single player game that got hacked or whatever is not good, but like the mechanics aren't already there to be taking credit card info,
right.
stored
That's
credit
in
card
a
info.
Separate area.
Yes. This is like a thing that lives and dies by that. So you know how much infrastructure has to be built to like store the money.
And then anything attached to it. I mean, I'm not a coder, so I don't know. Yeah. So I imagine like Apple's probably a little bit worried if you're got the mobile side of things. I mean, maybe not an Apex situation, but like Fortnite, for example, if that ever happened, now I'm worried. Yeah, now I'm worried about anything that happens. You put your credit card at anything?
Don't put your credit card in. Don't buy microtransactions. All right. feel for the Apex players. I probably won't be jumping into the game until this is taken care of. Not sure if they've rooted it all out or not. But moving on from there, guys, we missed Marvel Monday, so we're going to do Marvel Tuesday. But unfortunately, this is going to be a little bit different. If you came here hoping for Loki takes and Loki opinions, you're going to have to wait until Norris comes back because Weirdbeard here, he doesn't watch Marvel shows week by week. He waits till the end and binges them.
You're a Netflixer. Got
We broke Chad of this, and you're next. We're breaking you. Well, at least when it comes to the Marvel shows.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, we're going to break you of this next.
You won't break me, and I was forged in the flames of anime where, like, I would just want to know that it finishes. I don't want it to be canceled.
You know what, right.
Even if I start spoiling you week
don't
on
care.
Week.
Don't care.
I do that. See, I do that with Netflix now too because what's that
Jupiter's
show?
Ascending.
It's already canceled.
Yep.
It's already canceled. Yep. It was out 2 weeks, and then they were like, "Yeah, nah."
Yeah, it was about a month or so.
I wait.
Marvel's different. You're not going to get a Marvel
That's
show
why
that gets
I was okay
canceled.
With Marvel.
All right.
Like, I'm not worried about
Regardless,
Marvel or
don't worry. I do still have a Marvel topic for us to discuss today. Okay. Over the weekend. There was a former Marvel actor out of the Fox Men universe.
Oh.
On his Instagram, he shared a fan art picture from Boss Logic. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Boss Logic. He does a lot of, like, you know, really good, like, photorealistic fan art. Like, with okay. There's, like, a big fan casting or something, you know, he'll do something.
Probably some stuff.
And then they shared a picture right after that of them with head of Marvel Studios, Kevin Feige, and that someone was Hugh Jackman. Shared the Wolverine claws, then shared a picture with Feige.
You can't drag me back into this. Hugh Jackman is dead as Wolverine. That's it. He died in...
Unless Loki,
no,
this new version
hold on.
Of this.
He's right. He's right. All right? Hugh Jackman's Wolverine, Logan, he did die.
That was an old Western movie where he died at the end. The end.
In the Fox Men universe.
Yeah, well, hold on. Hold on. We just opened up several, potentially, but several universes.
You don't even have to worry about opening up the universes. Wolverine can have already existed in the MCU where he did not exist before.
I feel like Marvel has to be smarter about this. If they did that, and I know people will be like, no, they're going to Rick it out. No, he's dead. He's gone.
That's
not
fine,
here.
But they have no leg to stand on with that.
Yes, they do.
No, they
because
don't.
Because they could just alternate universe the fuck out of it.
They don't.
They already
no.
started the process.
Chad, MCU is already the alternate universe.
I know, but you can't. You have to establish that this, at least somewhere, that a version of this has passed.
Yes, that's
so that
fine.
That way
you
could be
that's,
like Fox...
That's
Wolverine's
something
dead.
That's something they've already done. And obviously, in introducing him, yes, I'm sure that they would address that. What do you mean Quicksilver? What about Quicksilver?
Oh, no, I was just saying that in Marvel already exists, like with
oh, yeah, they
X-Men.
Them all. Yeah.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's you don't have to go to those lengths. I just personally think Hugh Jackman...
I mean, he's old now.
But here's the thing. You're arguing like, I don't want Wolverine. I want Wolverine. I want... Not Hugh Jackman.
Why don't you want Hugh Jackman?
Because he's good. He's going to fall apart. The man is fucking dying just from old age at this point. How many years did he do Wolverine stuff?
I mean, a lot.
A lot.
I think he might actually hold the record for having the longest superhero role.
Really?
In a franchise, yeah.
I will be
Hugh Jackman, 52 years old.
He will be going down the path of Adam Sandler if he picks up the claws one more time.
You know, what we could see is maybe, like, he's maybe an Easter egg in one of the X-Men.
Perhaps.
Sure.
Possible.
Sure.
I don't think that they would.
Stan Lee a little bit.
I don't think that they would pull a trigger similar to what they did with Quicksilver and what's his name? The Evans kid.
Boner?
Evan
yeah.
Peters.
Evans Peters. Yeah. Yeah. And having, yeah, basically the boner joke that they did in WandaVision.
Yeah.
I think that was the one time. I think that if they were to use Hugh Jackman, first of all, I know he said he isn't coming back, but if anyone could talk him into it, it's definitely Feige. For two reasons.
And Disney
for two
cutting
reasons.
That check.
Yes, first of all, is Disney cutting that check. But also, I personally think, even though I've never met the man, I think that Feige probably just has this way of talking to people and talking them into the idea that, like this is the MCU. Like, this is history being made,
yeah.
Right? And you were Wolverine. Obviously, no one's ever going to forget that. But that legacy is tied to Fox, right? And you want at least one moment tied into the real thing. Now, I honestly don't even think that I would want him back as Wolverine, right?
Yeah.
He was a great Wolverine, but I would like to see someone new cast that was maybe a bit more in line with the Wolverine that we know, like, from the comics and stuff, right? Hugh Jackman
short?
Wasn't, not just short, but, like, Hugh Jackman wasn't quite as, like, rough and tumble, as much of a brawler
really?
As I think when we look at him. He did a great job. He made Wolverine his own. But it's not quite the same Wolverine from the pages. Now, on top of that, here's something else I think that we might see, which I think is a bit more likely, is that he comes back as Wolverine in order to pass that mantle on to perhaps a new X-23, right?
Okay.
Madripoor has already been obviously mentioned and shown in Captain America and the Winter Soldier, and there is a famous... short comic series specifically of Wolverine called Madripoor Knights, which could make a great Disney Plus series. You know,
yeah.
He's just basically in that just long enough to pass that mantle on to the next Wolverine.
Well, I mean, the big thing is, from what I'm seeing, is people are just saying that he's going to be in new Doctor Strange 2. That it's just going to be a multiverse where it's like pop in, pop out.
I suppose that's possible as well, but I think, has that finished filming?
I don't know.
I mean,
he could have been already in it.
Yeah, this
could
have been old pictures and whatnot.
Maybe.
We don't know. I mean,
the marketing machines behind the Disney
robots. Yeah, they're like,
here,
you can post this picture now. You're allowed to say
stuff.
You're
allowed to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so back when Captain America and the Winter Soldier was airing, they had basically, they were on the final stretch of filming for the Multiverse of Madness. So who knows? It could be obviously any number of things, but I think we all can agree that it's not just a coincidence.
No.
Right? Okay. You don't put up Wolverine claws in a picture of Feige and
especially
be like, nah, nothing's
later.
Happening, guys.
So somebody tweeted in saying that Jackman's Wolverine is on Feige's wish list for his MCU multiverse.
Oh.
Who else would be on Kevin Feige's wish list, you think, to bring in for the multiverse of,
I mean,
like, chaos?
There's probably a bunch of the X-Men that they have, like Professor X, obviously. If they have
which Professor X?
Well, I meant like, what's it, Patrick Stewart's version.
Patrick Stewart.
I imagine he'd probably be. I feel like now, like growing up with the Fox X-Men, like I just see Patrick Stewart as Professor X, you know, because mm-hmm. that's why I saw
him. That's a slight.
I'm sure. At the same time, I see him as Picard. So, I mean,
I will give Fox this. When it comes to casting Professor X and Magneto, they did get a bullseye two times in a row for both of them. They did well. Yeah, yeah. So that's going to be it for Marvel Tuesday, guys. We still have a lot more to talk about. Something important happened this morning. The announcement we've all been waiting for. The Switch. The Nintendo Switch OLED model.
Not Pro, which is what we expected.
Coming up next.
Bring the heat. Share your thoughts on socials with us at Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter. You could even be featured on tomorrow's show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for checking in with Checkpoint here, bringing you your daily dose of everything you need in the gaming and esports world. Nintendo finally announced the long-rumored Switch Pro, aptly named, stupidly named. It's so stupid. The Nintendo Switch OLED model, because it has an OLED screen instead of the LED screen.
Which I thought it did already, so that threw me off.
All right. First things first, I'm going to go ahead. We're going to run through here. We're going to tell you the specs. We're going to tell you the difference here between the two of them.
Yes,
between the, you know, the old Switch that you probably have and this new Switch that's coming out. So the first thing, yes, is the OLED screen. It's also boasting an improved kickstand, better audio. It has a wired LAN port in the dock now.
Huge, okay, you know what?
Huge.
I was going to say, that is the only reason I think this is an upgrade.
That's Super Smash Brothers fans annihilated.
Sorry, LSD. LSD is that right? Am I getting my things right? What's the old one? I'm confusing all
LCD?
Of my acronyms right. LCD. There we go. It has an LSD screen, guys. If you lick your Switch. All right. Don't lick your Switch, guys. It is also improving internal storage by half. It's now up to 64 gigabyte internal storage.
Boo.
Which is still less than most of our phones have. The screen is actually bigger by 0.8 inches. It's going from 6.2 to a 7-inch screen. Despite that, the Switch is the same size, and the weight is only increasing by half a pound.
They did the Apple method where they just stretched it so far to the edges.
Yeah, they decreased the bezel a whole bunch so that like the screen takes up more.
I remember how they do that on phones. So that's actually, you know what? That's actually really cool because at night that'll actually help. It seems weird, but it will.
I mean, that's what OLEDs are supposed to be doing. Is they're the ones that are like known for maintaining color accuracy.
Yeah.
They're also really, really good at being able to not burn out. Like early LED screens were the ones that had like that weird
dying pixel look.
Yeah, they had the weird backlight almost. Like it wasn't backlit, but they just weren't.
It looked like it.
Yeah, it just looked funky. The OLED is going to look like a TV screen that you're essentially carrying around with you. Like that's what a lot of the high end TVs now are have OLEDs.
Yeah, that's why I thought. I just assumed it was in there. I never like paid attention to my Switch enough to like care. But yeah, you know what?
That was huge. I can't believe I'm a handheld boy. I started with a Game Boy. Like, that's my natural gaming environment is, like, handheld stuff.
Yeah.
And it's a problem because the Switch sucked handheld. Like, the screen was not big enough. It was always a low-quality
screen. Is 0.8 going to be that much more? Oh, hold on. We still have a few other details here. Give me a second here. All right, so speaking of TVs, here's the other big upgrade. The resolution on the Switch itself, not changing. But when you do have it docked and it is on your TV, instead of the 720p, you now have. Do you want to guess, Chad?
Is it 4K?
It is not 4K.
What? Get out of my fucking
1080p.
House.
1080p, though, is accurate.
On the TV?
On the TV.
Yes.
Okay.
Look,
but games on Nintendo Switch aren't.
I guess it doesn't
thank
need
you.
To be.
First of all, the Switch doesn't need 4K.
Can I also
all right?
say this? And this is going to be a little controversial. I mean, I guess there's a handful of games. I've never once put my Switch on a TV.
Never?
Never
needed to. I play all mine handheld. Like,
how old are you?
I'm old enough.
Come on, Chad.
Nah, never going to get out of me.
All right. Well, in another decade or so, when your eyes start to go,
I'll just put my glasses. Well, then, if anything, I'll need to bring it closer to my face.
I mean, it's interesting, like that they're doing this. Yes, the 1080p on the TV is a great upgrade, right? Like,
what was it? It was 1280,
720,
720. So, I mean, it's standard definition now. It doesn't look as fuzzy. Great, you know what I mean? But I'm a little disappointed because that should have been expected standard. You know what I mean? When it launched.
You don't think that this should have been an upgrade. This
should have
came. All right. So it's launching October 8th, same day as Metroid Dread. So you can probably get yourself a little bundle. Mm-hmm. $350. So here's the question that I have for both of you, because we all have Switches.
Yeah.
Is $350 to upgrade to the OLED model, is that worth it for you? Does it have enough in it to justify a $350 upgrade?
I have extenuating circumstances. My Switch was taken over by my kid, and I don't. She scuffed it up, and she's just like.
So the OLED will be yours, and now she can just have the old one.
Correct.
All right.
So it's less that it's like a technical upgrade and more just like in its life cycle.
And it's prettier.
See, that I agree with. Anyone who needs an upgrade because your Switch, for whatever reason, it's worn out and needs to be upgraded, cool. You don't have a Switch yet, cool. But if your current Switch is in proper working order, unless you are an FGC person who needs like that LAN port, I don't really think that there's much reason here for an upgrade. And this is even coming from someone who primarily plays mine on a TV. I'm fine with the 720 right now. I don't think I need to upgrade to a 1080p for $350.
I will say the LAN port could get me in certain situations. I don't play it this way, but I know a ton of people who play like Splatoon.
Mm-hmm. Anything competitive, basically.
So anything that you play with your friends, if you are using your Switch like that, Fortnite, for example, Minecraft,
but
all those games,
even connected to LAN, you are still going through Nintendo's infrastructure. So I don't know if it's going to help that much.
Well, I think it'll at least help. I know like friends of mine who play Stardew, and they have like crashes all the time, and it's usually internet related. Because
I'm sorry, is there a competitive Stardew scene that
no,
I'm not aware of?
But they play together. Like you live in the same one, but one person holds the server.
Uh-huh.
So if their server goes down, everybody's down. So you're relying on a wireless, connection to hold a server. Craziness. So that's the only one thing I would say if I was a competitive player or an online player more. Then I'd get it.
Yeah, I think that like the 1080p is a big selling point. I think the 1080p with the actual wired LAN is enough for me to move me, to be honest.
Yeah, I think that probably if it really wanted to, I guess to move me to use your words here, bigger storage, right?
Yeah.
Like here's the thing.
How much was it? What was the difference?
64 gigabytes, and it still has expandable storage up to 2 terabytes.
What's the current one?
40? It's half that, so it's 32. Yeah, sorry, 32. Yeah. Yeah, so look, it's not like even, you know, another 64 gigabytes would have added that much more, like, weight to it, right? Because, again, you can go and buy an SD card with 2 terabytes, you're good to go.
My phone has 512 gigabytes.
Yeah. Yes.
There's no excuses.
Yes, there's no excuse.
The only thing that's good for is that it makes people putting games on the Switch have to shrink their games. They're not, like, Call of Duty 10 gigabytes, you know what I mean, to be able to do it.
But how many? Call of Duty's not even on Switch, is it?
No, I don't think Switch runs into that problem very often. The Witcher 3, maybe. Now, here's the last thing that I want to talk about, though, is despite what we may think, whether it's worth it or not, how do you think this is going to be received for Nintendo? How do you think how do you think next year, when we look back at their profits, because we know due to the pandemic, due to Animal Crossing, the Switch is being an amazing console on its own. They broke records, right? I'm pretty sure that they had, like, their best year ever, period. Do you see that continuing with the OLED model?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, they...
Even considering, because I had brought this up on social media, right? There's going to be a lot of parents out there Well, first of all, it doesn't matter if you're a Sony fanboy, if you're a Microsoft fanboy, you probably want to switch, right? So, again, yeah. There's going to be people looking to update. But even if you're not, if you're a parent who's looking to put something special under the tree, you're probably still not going to be able to find Xboxes. You're still not going to be able to find PlayStations. And it's, you know, due to hardware shortages. There's nothing saying that Nintendo isn't going to run into the same issue. But I think going into the holiday season that parents just want something big to put under the Christmas tree. And a new Switch, if you can't find a PlayStation or Xbox, is going to make a mighty fine replacement.
Yeah, I think also that until Nintendo makes another Wii U decision, that they're going to keep hitting home runs.
I think they found their lane.
And exactly.
I'm okay. Like, the upgrades that they did here, I understand them. I get them. The only one that really is a big issue for me is that they're still at that 64 gigabyte storage. Is like, why even bother? I might as well just give me a card at this point.
Yeah, but again, it's easily, you know, updatable.
I mean,
it's remedied
with an external card.
Yeah.
I know. But I think it'll do well. I think if anything, the people who have a Switch probably won't switch over right away. Maybe, and that'll probably help profits like later in the years as their Switch starts dying out and they need to upgrade. So this is there for that. But yeah, this is for like the younger generation who doesn't have a Switch or those people who are holding off. And it's only $50 more. All right. Which is kind of interesting that they never went down in price over the how long has the Switch been out? 5-6 years?
As long as people keep buying them.
Yep.
Yeah. So, interesting.
All right, guys. Well, as always, we'd love to know what you think about any of the topics that we covered today. Let us know over on social media. That is Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Instagram and Checkpoint_XP. On Facebook and Twitter and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. That's going to be it for me today. Your host, Robbie Landis. Thank you, of course, to Weird Beard and to Chad for joining me. And we look forward to Norris getting back into the seat here, guys. But until next time, have a good one.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.